Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Geno the snap, eyeing the pressure, can't take a sack, gets out of there, takes the sack.
Can't do it.
At the 43-yard line, Jonathan Cooper came through, and now you have to punt it away.
And Geno Smith, he's hobbled.
Yeah, he can't.
And I get that he's trying, and he's showing a warrior mentality, but that's one of those opportunities there where he may have to take off and go. He just can't do it.
Yeah.
And you can't take a sack in that situation. Just can't.
Well, he did. That was Raiders Radio. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, Geno Smith hobbled for a lot of the fourth quarter, but staying in there, which I don't even think was a good idea. Raiders lose this game to the Broncos 10-7 in a game, Pearl, that was pretty ugly. Six sacks, I believe, for the entire game on Geno Smith.
Oh, my God. That was the ugliest game. The energy of that radio call summed up the game. It was how many times did both teams get into field goal position and then get sacked and pushed out of field goal position? It was one of the worst games I've ever seen. It reminded me of the Denver Jets game in the rain where it was 10-9 Denver. They somehow find themselves in these games, and they do win. But listen, they were booing Bo Nix. That was actually literal Boo Nix last night.
I thought it was just people loving your Halloween costume.
Yeah, I know that. Was, and Bo Nix, by the way, said, you know, I'm kind of used to getting booed because remember Bo Nix at Auburn got booed a lot probably. So they have a major downside on offense, Maggie. Like you can't ignore this right now. For the team with the best record, there's a glaring problem on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I guess the question is the defense so good that it can make up for it? And I guess so far the early returns on the season are yes, because they've won seven in a row. But I don't know. I think that it's such a liability on offense. And usually Bo Nix is like really just kind of ineffective for three quarters, then comes alive in the fourth quarter. But he couldn't even come alive in the fourth quarter yesterday. No, 0 points scored in the fourth quarter of this game. It was terrible. It was all about block punts and missed field goals and just so much bad play. You mentioned sacks taking out of field goal range, and it was windy and just kind of all around ugly. Now, I do think the Raiders wanted to make it ugly, right? I do think this was part of their game plan. They want to run the ball. They wanted to limit possessions, want to let Max Crosby kind of tee off, and the Raiders defense did their job. My biggest question for the Broncos, does Sean Payton have, like, can he go into the lab here? They've got one game over the next 23 days because they've got the mini bye here, Kansas City, and then their bye week. What can you do in this time to refigure your offense and get some juice going here? Because if they can even be, like, middle of the pack to better on offense, they are a Super Bowl contender.
Well, first of all, they're 8-2. You might say they don't need to go in the lab, but no. Do you see the bones of a great offense there? Bo Nix, if you could make Bo Nix play like he does in the last 5 minutes of every game for the whole game, maybe, but I do not see the... First of all, look at the receivers. You got Cortland Sutton's great, but they never throw him the ball. Troy Franklin was great last night. He's been kind of inconsistent. There really are no answers, and they want to run the ball, just like Vegas wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
They want to run the ball and establish J.K. Dobbins, which is okay, but I don't see the personnel to rejigger it. I do not see anything like New Orleans Sean Payton coming back. If you have a if you have an X's and O's strategy to do that, I'm sure you should call Sean. He'd love to hear it because I don't see the capability of doing that in Denver.
Well, and they also did not make any trades at the deadline. So, you know, I don't know what to do. And by the way, they are kind of middle of the pack on offense. I should give them a little credit. They're 17th in points scored per game, 15th in yards per game. Where are we here? 19th in third down conversion percentage. 10th in the red zone, I guess. It just doesn't feel like
they had big wins over Dallas and Cincinnati, who are two of the worst defenses in the NFL.
Fair.
So that kind of juiced their numbers up. But, I mean, here's the bottom line, too. Do you trade for somebody? Is the problem Bo Nix? I think that's really what we have to talk about. And problem might be the wrong way to describe it. He's a guy who knows how to win. He is not consistent. And he definitely throws those deep balls to no one. We saw one last night. Like, he'll just fling it out there. He can get really loose, which is good and bad, because you're going to have some bad interceptions with Bo Nix. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, it seemed like he and Sean Payton were kind of, they weren't going at it necessarily, but like some really intense conversations on the sideline. And
yeah,
I think maybe
I
asking,
that.
Maybe it's not as he, like, is he the liability?
He's Bo definitely Nix. Was a liability last night. He was not good.
You mentioned it last hour, Pearl. It's worth repeating. This is the first game since 1950 where both teams had more penalties than first downs. 10 first downs apiece for each team. Now, again, bad weather, but 10 first downs apiece for each team, and both had 11 penalties. That's tough. I feel like that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was that kind of a game. It was ugly. And I think the other question, too, is, do you believe that the Broncos winning these games close and ugly, right? You mentioned they really just had two games where the offense kind of teed off. That was against Cincinnati and Dallas. But they've been winning these games, beat the Jets 13-11, you know, winning these games by the just absolute skin of their teeth against Manny's Giants, took an all-time comeback. Does that show they're like battle-tested and gritty and, you know, dangerous for the postseason? Or does it show that they are, like, this is all kind of flimsy and really a bounce of the ball either way, and they could be looking at a really different record?
Because they beat the Giants?
No, I'm just saying Giants, Jets, I can go down the list of all the close games they had.
Oh, yeah, real world beaters right there, Mags.
Well, you had them, man. I mean, I don't want to relitigate that.
They just beat the Raiders 10-7. No, of course they're vulnerable in the playoffs. If they play like they did last night, there's no way they won't win a single playoff game. Now, I think they'll play better. But no, they do not look like a scary team to the AFC. I mean, their real test after the bye is Kansas City next week. And I have a sense it's going to be a much different story. And I think you raise a question. Is their defense so good that they can knock out a team like Kansas City, who really struggled against your Buffalo mid-defense?
Yep.
Like, Kansas City looked awful. So we'll see. But no, I do not see that as a dangerous playoff team right now. I'd be surprised if anybody does. Like, is there anybody who's saying, I'm going to place a bet on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl? It just feels like they're not ready yet.
Yeah,
maybe a year or two away.
But you know what? It's like, if they do beat Kansas City,
Gallo's a moron.
I bet that you, that's our pal Anthony Gallo. Chris McMonagle will talk about Anthony Gallo.
He's Broncos fan.
Our Broncos guy in the office. And he's pretty miserable since we've met him. But this year, not so much.
He's always like that.
Fair.
He's also a moron.
That's subjective. That's subjective.
Gallo's a moron.
Okay. Maybe put the poll question up, EJ. Do you consider the Broncos a contender? Listen, it's a tough division. And if they end up winning it, I think they need to be put a little respect on the name. The Raiders, obviously, at the bottom. But say they do snap this streak of Kansas City's just absolute chokehold on the AFC West, that's got to count for something.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You got to look at quarterback. You got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. Do you see Bo Nix beating them in the playoffs? And I say no, unless it's in the last 2 minutes when Bo Nix becomes Superman, then maybe. But I just think that right now, Bo Nix needs more development. And Sean Payton, you mentioned, we looked a little frustrated with him last night. When the rush came, he was inconsistent. Well, like all young quarterbacks, that's not a huge indictment of him, but I don't think he's ready to compete with those guys, especially in the playoffs, because Mahomes and Josh Allen have been there.
Yeah, Bo Nix is not good when he's pressured, but a lot of quarterbacks suffer when they're pressured, but he's also not good against the blitz. So he needs a little more time to figure that out, because the best quarterbacks, you cannot beat them with a blitz.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to Bo Nix in college when he was very, very good. Then he had these numbers against Georgia. Whenever he faced Georgia, who was the NFL? Remember the 49-3 loss at Oregon? Remember the Auburn game? They just tortured him. He's not perfect against the pass rush, which is, listen, that's no indictment. Every quarterback has trouble when their guy's coming at him. But they need to tighten that up. If they can establish a run and take the pressure off him a little more. Last night, 77 yards from J.K. Dobbins. They need more out of that. They really need to be a defense run team. That question is, do they have the capability of doing that against elite teams? And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Houston maybe gave, not that you need a blueprint, but a little bit of it last week, because their defensive front was harassing Bo Nix also.
Horrible, yeah.
And the final score was 18-15 in that game. And obviously C.J. Stroud got knocked out of
right,
the
game. Right, exactly. Stroud, I think the Texans had that game under control, then Stroud got a concussion. Again, they keep finding a way to win, but we've seen in the past teams that do that, Maggie, don't always make noise in the playoffs.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Can I just bring up something yesterday from our text thread? And it's not the thing you think I'm going to bring up. I want to bring up something else.
There's a lot going on in that text
thread.
There
was a lot going on in the thread. Yeah. And if we start talking about that other thing, whatever...
Volker should be very mad.
An ex-wife said about a former offensive line husband... I don't even know how to say this. I don't want to mess with the audience. I just don't want to bring that story up, because I'm going to have to leave the studio if we bring that story
man,
up.
Be a man.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the robot apocalypse.
So that's what I want to bring up.
Oh.
That was in our group chat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I want to bring up this one thing, because we talk a little bit, because Perloff always likes to call himself an aspiring doomsday prepper.
In my mind, I don't actually do anything about it.
Exactly. Like, you have all these plans of how you're going to, you know, get to the middle of nowhere when the zombie apocalypse comes, haven't implemented any of this.
No. I need to own property in Montana, and currently I do not own property anywhere.
You're a keyboard GM.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got no...
I watch shows about this, but I don't actually do anything.
You've got no motorcycle. You have no idea how to siphon gas.
No, you know, all the tech executives have gotten Lasix, because once the apocalypse happened, you won't be able to get new glass prescriptions. I have not done that.
Yeah, well, get on it. I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for.
I'm a little scared of having the lasers in my eyes, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, man up. But anyway, this is what I was worried about. This is what I was thinking yesterday. So, you know, I don't love to read the news because it's such a bummer. But I was, and apparently there's been like this really big, like Tesla sold a lot of their stock back to Elon Musk, and he's now going to be the first trillionaire that we have, okay? Not getting political here, just giving you guys some facts. There are some milestones and mile markers that Elon Musk has to hit in order to have this stock sort of, I guess, vest and for him to actually become a trillionaire, Pearl. And there's two things. One of the goals is they have to sell 1 million robots with human-like qualities.
Okay.
And then the other is they need $10 million worth of paid subscriptions to the company's self-driving software. Now, the self-driving stuff, the Waymos and the self-driving cars, that's going to be here. I don't even know if that's such a bad thing. But the 1 million robots with human-like qualities are now just going to be in our society. And this is okay with everybody?
Human-like qualities like empathy and things like that? Are we talking about sense of humor?
Do they drink and smoke weed?
Yeah.
Well, humans do a lot of
things.
Are
they always 5 minutes late when you have dinner plans with them? Is that like, what are these human qualities? What do we got going?
Are they just like,
are they irresponsible? Do they not pay their bills on time?
Yeah, do they binge watch crappy Netflix series? I don't know what human-like qualities is a lot, because you're right. Actual humans, we are full of contradictions and we are full of whatever. I don't know. Are they going to be eating at the drive-thru?
Well, I mean, might as well get really dark. I mean, warfare has become about drones. Why wouldn't it become about robots too?
But I don't care
if they're making your bed. I care about when they're going into another country.
Okay, well, maybe that's happening.
That's
also
happening.
But 1 million, that's a lot, guys.
Yeah. Why not just go straight to soldier? I don't even know what we're talking about here.
Well, maybe it is about being soldier. I don't know. But this freaked me out a little bit. We're going to have 1 million robots with human-like qualities, and this is the only way the richest guy in the world gets even richer? He's going to stop at nothing to do this.
Well, I wouldn't
worry about it. We all know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
All of them. Mm.
No, I don't think that's how AI is going to kill us.
What happens?
I think AI has this thing where they can create the ooze. Have you guys heard of the ooze?
No.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
AI can create sort of this black sort of ooze that repeats itself on really quickly, and then it can just cover the whole planet. You guys have never heard of the AI ooze? It's like a big, it's a real concern.
Are you saying ooze, O-O-Z-E?
Yeah.
Like sludge?
Yeah.
Or like when a crowd sees an ankle breaker and they go, ooh.
Ooh, ah.
Again, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is what we're talking about.
Secret of the ooze. Prophetic. Wait, Pearl, I'm sorry. Why does AI create the ooze?
Because it can replicate it. Like, it's a machine that once the algorithm starts creating the ooze, then the ooze keeps repeating itself and repeating itself and repeating itself. And
why don't you just unplug the machine? Doesn't matter.
There's no machine. It's not attached to a machine.
But so who's making the substance? How does that get created?
The substance makes the substance. It's AI. It replicates. This isn't even going to be hard for computers.
The substance.
You guys
makes
have never heard
substance.
Of the ooze covering the Earth by AI? That's
no,
like. By the way, I'm not like.
I took journalism.
There's like real studies.
Mistake.
No. There's like massive talk about this. Like, there's many ways that AI can kill
us. Okay, but hold on. You're talking about ooze. We're talking about a
same
news
thing.
Story that came out yesterday about in order for Tesla and Elon Musk to hit these kind of benchmarks that would make him the first trillionaire. One of the goals is he needs to sell 1 million robots with human-like qualities. And we're curious what that means.
But the same issue. Basically, you're worried those robots are going to kill us.
Sports talk radio. No.
You're worried they're going to kill us, right?
Have better takes. I'm worried that we're not going to know what's human and what's robot. That's actually my biggest fear. Like Westworld, did you guys ever watch that show?
I didn't
because that seems insufferable.
Oh, it was great, great first season.
But that was a show on HBO, but you couldn't tell who the humans were and who the robots were. That's what I'm scared of.
Really? You're not scared of dying?
Well, right. That, but like, I just want to know who's who and what's what. Like, I want to know if I'm interacting with a robot or a human.
Who cares? Well, you're going to get killed by that robot.
If someone comes up to you and says, okay, Maggie, this is the last day. What do you guys say for yourself? Okay, are you a human or are you a robot?
Well, here's the question.
Let me know which one before we do this.
So let's say a robot with human-like qualities does actually off somebody. Do they go to trial? Do they get put on the witness stand?
No, like, you dismantle them.
But can you?
I mean, I would hope so.
Electric chair.
You can't do that.
That might supercharge the robot. It might become stronger.
And like then who's responsible? How about the person who programmed that robot? Are they going to have to go to jail?
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean,
it's like your accessory to murder, of course.
Yeah, we saw Michael Jackson's doctor go to prison for, by indirectly killing him. Yeah, the people who create the robots, if they're murder robots, yeah, put them in prison.
Okay, but you think Musk is going to, that would happen to him? No way.
That's a salient point.
Well, honestly, ethical questions, those are very interesting, but what if you're a country who wants to invade another country and you're going like, am I going to send humans or am I going to send robots? And if they become so, you're going to send robots. And then it's easy to go into another country because you're not risking any human lives. You're like, you know what? Let's send in all the robots. That's the main problem here.
So this was one part of the text thread yesterday. The other was us out of nowhere ranking fruit.
Thank you, Rick Ross.
Thank you to Rick Ross. Shout out to pears.
Shout out to all the pear.
By the way, I don't know if they're working. Sorry, he's still heavy.
He's lost a lot of weight since when he first came up, Maggie.
Okay. He put pears as like a number one seed, and so does Perloff as far as fruit is concerned.
Yeah, I love pears.
One of the
good
worst
Bartlett, good Bartlett pear.
Strong disagree on that.
A pear is just like the worst apple you'd ever eat.
I'm with EJ. Anytime I buy a pear, it ends up just going bad. I end up throwing it out.
It's like if you eat a bad apple, you're like, oh, this apple went bad. That's what a pear tastes like.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are getting bad pears.
It's the supplier.
Yeah, maybe you ought to eat the pear before it's all brown.
I eat the right pears.
But think about it.
There's no flavor.
Perloff, you ever try eating bread before mold grows on
Wait,
it?
Wait, here's the thing, though. Even say the pear at its apex would be in a tart or some kind of dessert, I still wouldn't. I'd still take an apple.
100%.
Or any other kind of fruit.
Which you like
fruit.
More, pears or apples?
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. You guys like
are the robots with human-like qualities going to kill us? And what's better, pears or apples?
And should the Raiders have traded away Max Crosby?
Do you guys like peaches and nectarines?
What's that?
Do you guys like peaches and nectarines? Yeah. That's a number one seed to me.
I do love a peach. I think blueberries are the number one.
Peaches are high.
And I would always go nectarine over peach. Am I the only one who doesn't like the texture of the outside of the peach?
Well, I always do the Trader Joe's canned peaches, which is kind of like curated.
Yeah.
Junk in a weird way, but it's
oh, that's
good.
So sugary, dude.
I know, but it's still a peach.
No, it's delicious.
And I'll eat a regular peach too, but that's how I usually like to eat the peaches.
Number one fruit seed. I think you guys are overthinking.
Syrup, oof.
I think it's got to be blueberries, but for durability, it's bananas.
Blueberries.
See, strawberries are better than blueberries. Strawberries are number one seed.
Strong disagree.
Oh my God. Whoa. Put that poll up. That'll be a 90-10. Blueberries?
Blueberries rock.
Do a second poll. Which you like more, strawberries or blueberries?
What about a kiwi?
No.
Jeez, guys.
No. Kiwi. What
about like hurt kiwi? The kiwi's feelings with that?
No, the kiwi is like that's the Paul basketball. What about, they're never making the tournament.
What about maracuya, guys? You had a nice, delicious maracuya? Delicious.
Oh, how about a star fruit?
Yeah, but so fancy. You're eating what? One of those every two years?
Not in Asia. It's everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's like an apple.
It's like a lychee?
Yeah.
Oh, man, guys. 888-710-4ISN. Perloff's pear take and Rick Ross's pears take was shocking. Nobody puts pears that high.
Specifically Bartlett. The pears that when they're soft and they're not quite overripe, amazing. Hmm. My house, like, we all fight over the pears. Apples. Oh, my God. I've been feeding apples to my kids forever. We're all so sick of the apple.
There are a lot of varieties. Too many, probably. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, more for you in terms of midseason NFL awards, and we got to get to some college games that are going to shape the college football playoff that are happening this weekend. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know, the most I used to do for exercise was stand up to count the money, you know what I'm saying? But now they give me fruit to eat. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what fruit had, you know, tasted like. I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear.
It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
All right. I need more. I was sort of half following our text thread last night. That was Rick Ross. Can you explain the background of this wonderful, wonderful soundbite? And the visual was also awesome. What was he doing? He was in that barber chair.
I love you're looking at me for this. Yes,
was he shirtless?
Gather around, everybody. Let me tell you about Rick Ross.
There was two different videos that were posted in the chat. One that was about him being in the barber chair, and then Manny added the Pears commentary. Yeah, there were
shout outs to all the Pears
he
out
was,
there.
He was talking to, if I'm not believing, if I'm not getting the, if I believe correctly, a British like pop culture presenter, and they had asked Rick Ross how he had lost all this weight, and he had mentioned that, you know, nowadays he eats fruit. He put pears in his a bunch of fruit in his diet, and
he says they give me pears, like the people that are around him just are handing him.
The women who are fanning him now are giving him grapes and
that
pears.
That follows. That yeah. I can believe that right. people hand
and
fruit to Rick
while
Ross.
While he's doing this interview, he's shirtless in a chair with the gut all out.
It don't look like he's eaten enough pears.
Or he's eaten all the pears.
Listen, Maggie, again.
I'm sorry.
You guys see Rick Ross circa 2007. It's a different looking man.
Well, good for him.
Should we do it one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to all the pears, all the moms of the pears.
No, but not even the pears. The pear. One singular pear. Well, it's like shouting all of them out.
Yeah.
Either way, they don't have ears, Manny. They can't accept his shout out.
Well, just bless all the pears out there. And then the other one he had, he's in the barber chair, Pearl, and he's talking about Jaylen Brown. Oh, it's become like an epidemic here with the bad hairspray.
You got another
paint
one.
On hair, yeah.
I know. So he's doing the spray on hair, and it's leaving marks on his opponent's jerseys when he's like driving to the basket or use. Yeah, exactly. And so Jaylen Brown has become like it's an epidemic. He's just leaving. Skid marks.
The real epidemic is male pattern baldness.
Well, you're right. But this is not the cure. Like, if you're standing around at a party, maybe that spray-on hair is going to be okay, but Jaylen Brown's doing, like, the most athletic thing you can possibly do. He's playing 40 minutes in an NBA game.
He's also, like, a good-looking dude. Like, he could easily shave the head and look totally fine.
He's got that beard to mask the baldness.
Yeah, he'll look cool. White.
And he said he was shaving his hair after the time he burned the Knicks guy.
Lies.
I just don't like to tell men what Typical they should Boston. Do with their hair, but because I know it's a sensitive topic. We went over that last week. But you're right. He should just shave it. Just end the madness.
By the way, he should just eat pears.
Can I tell you my only experience with Rick Ross?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You had one?
No, no. Just shit on TV. Do you guys know this show Dave about Lil Dicky, the rapper's career?
Yeah, Philadelphia native.
There's an episode with Rick Ross that Rick Ross made me laugh so hard. Is that dude hysterically funny? Basically, he lends a chain to Lil Dicky, and Lil Dicky loses it. It is unbelievably
he
funny.
Just shot it out of fruit. He's got a good sense of humor.
Oh my god, he is he I mean, EJ, you probably follow this. Has he always been funny, or has he always been serious?
Rick Ross is hysterical. Yeah. He's one of my favorite humans.
EJ, what music video is it that he gets pulled over on a bridge in Miami and he just unprompted speeding. Just jumps off the bridge to evade the police?
Yeah, speed.
And by the way, dude falling into the water.
The stunt double used to jump off the bridge has dreadlocks, looks nothing like him. He's just another fat black guy, which is my favorite part of that music video. Rick Ross speeding, check it out. It is hilarious. But yes, he gets pulled over for a speeding ticket, and instead of taking a ticket, he just jumps off of some Miami bridge, and then it's a fat black dude with dreads. I'm like, that's not Rick Ross, clearly.
Rick Ross
they really skimped on the budget for the stunt double.
Man, I love that. That's so great. Quickly, before we get to Bogish, Brent is in Seattle as a question. About Oregon, Brent, this is a sneaky game for the Ducks. On the road at Iowa, anyone can lose at Iowa 16-13. Are you a little nervous?
Kirk Ferentz is an excellent coach. They have excellent defense. Their offense is better. And I'm University of Washington graduate, so I certainly hope that Iowa beats Oregon.
Okay, so you got a little bit of rooting interest in it. But, you know, this is a big deal. Brent, thank you for the call. Because, Pearl, what did we see in the first college football playoff rankings? There are basically three teams out of the Big Ten that the committee respects.
Yeah.
One of them is obviously Ohio State. Right. The second is Indiana, the top two teams in the country. And then the third is Oregon.
Well,
and that's
sure.
kind of it. So if Oregon falls, I'm just saying they don't love the Big Ten this year.
Because the Big Ten is so deep with bad teams.
Oregon has a second loss here. They lost to Indiana at home. Yeah. And then if they lose to Iowa, which is not a bad loss because obviously Indiana is amazing, but it is at home. If they go to Iowa and lose, that could be it.
Yeah, they're probably out. But I got to be honest, I can't get fired up for this game.
Why?
Because it's Iowa. I mean, obviously. They're hard to watch. And I don't know who Oregon. I mean, the funny thing about Oregon, we raised the bar really fast on them. Nobody was really touting them coming into the season. Dante Moore was an unknown. I think they started off and after being super elite last year, number six. I don't know what to expect here. I am so down on the Big Ten. It kind of annoys me because every week, everybody in the SEC plays a ranked team. And the Big Ten, it's all like somehow Maryland and Northwestern play everybody every week. So like Oregon, if Oregon can't beat Iowa, they don't deserve to be in the playoff, right? I mean, they're not a great team this year. They were a great team last year. I just think the playoff laid out the wrong way. I don't know if they're a great team this year.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headlines, fruit-related and otherwise.
These headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Shout out to all the pair.
In the end, we all probably owe a shout out as well to Daniel Carlson.
Cole gets the snap down. Carlson swings the right leg to the uprights.
No good.
He missed it wide right. It started down the middle, hooked a little bit outside. And the Broncos take over on their own 38.
Jason Horowitz on Raiders Radio. Carlson missing from 48 with 4.5 minutes left in Thursday Night Football, saving us from any extra ugly football in Denver.
Hallelujah.
The Broncos a 10-7 win in regulation, extending their win streak to 7, their longest since 2015. Boo Nix's team 3-0 when scoring 20 points or less, which is not sustainable.
Yeah, we got to do better. At some point, 10 points ain't going to be enough. We got to score more.
Nix threw a touchdown to Troy Franklin last night, but was picked off twice. His offense only managed 10 first downs, but the defense did its job again.
Shotgun snap. Geno Smith faces five-man pressure. Geno Smith will be sacked back at the 32-yard line. It is a sack fest.
On a school night, 6 more sacks for the Denver D. That's 46 through 10 games, the most anyone has had since at least 1990. Speaking of sack fests, I heard Maggie want to discuss former Panther center Matt Khalil.
I'm leaving.
I said I was going to walk out. And his ex-wife, Haley, is a model and influencer, and she was on a podcast recently becoming the greatest ex-wife ever. She said that their 2022 divorce is to blame partly on Matt's Khalil being too big for any intimacy.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody want that one?
I thought you were going to handle it better than that. You were doing so good.
What did I do wrong?
I don't know. There are kids in the car. Would you just not word it like that?
I thought I did word it delicately.
The last 45
Mommy, Daddy,
seconds have been
intimacy?
Pete Bilotti back here in the glass, behind the glass here, apparently.
Bilotti using his red, red eject button at home.
Yeah. He just ejected himself out,
just dropped his elbow.
Out of his house.
Come on, man.
Oh, Maggie's back.
Can I just say something here?
Please.
I follow Haley on social media. We've met her a couple times. She was a swimsuit model at Sports Illustrated.
Was she in pain?
She's like a comedian. You guys have to understand, she's a content creator. She's like she's very funny. She does a lot of comedic content. All of her stuff is funny. I know she's beautiful and she's a model, but she is actually funny. I think she's 100% joking.
Has she worked red carpets?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that where I've seen her maybe?
She does all, this was a joke. This was a joke.
Wow. Was it?
Yeah. I mean,
he is 6'4", 320 pounds.
Right.
I mean, forget.
No. The way she described it, she was being funny.
Well, so that was funny. Doesn't mean it's not real, though.
I think she was joking around. I think this was all a joke. She's really good at getting attention and doing this stuff for content. I don't think that this was real.
I guess if it is just a joke.
Ended their marriage, guys. That's irreconcilable.
I don't know what the punchline is.
Well, I think she was just being funny and getting attention. The way that she said it, I think she knew what she was doing.
I agree that she delivered it like a comedian might, but I don't think that means that it's completely made up.
Honestly, Maggie convinced me last night that it was totally a joke. I believe her. I don't really want to dive too deep into this.
I will. This is what I'm here for. Like, hashtag journalism.
No, I don't. I mean, listen, no marriage breaks up because of that, does it?
That's what I said. Irreconcilable differences is doing work as far as a term, an umbrella term.
All right, I'll follow along here. If they physically can't be intimate, that could create real problems.
Again. You talking about experience?
Now I'm going to leave the room.
I mean, like, marriages end because of those problems. Too much, too little, or we want to have kids, we can't have kids, we're not having kids. Like, those are all real problems.
But here's the thing, though. They were married for, like, 8 years.
Yeah, and he's apparently married to a woman who has had his baby, so...
T's and P's to her. No, I'm just kidding. I think this is all a joke. I think this is all a joke.
Too many P's.
Folks. All right, you got anything else for us?
Yeah. An NBA game last night. Oh, just nice. One of them only. Standalone. Clippers and Suns. James Harden didn't play. Kawhi Leonard didn't play.
Good Lord.
So the Clippers lost 115-102. Harden was out for personal reasons. Kawhi has a sore right ankle. And you guys mentioned very briefly last hour, Olivier Rioux debuting for Florida late in a 104-64 round of North Florida. He is 7'9". So he is now officially the tallest player in the history of men's college basketball.
Can you imagine being that kid on North Florida that has to go guard this guy? You play for North Florida. You kind of just want to get by scholarship, you know, maybe partial scholarship for basketball. And then
your NIL's
$5. Nine guy come in, check into the game.
I don't think he touched the basketball, by the way. He didn't literally did not even know anyone even pass it to him.
Is he good?
He's too big
to be good.
I don't think he's good. I'm hoping he's good enough to get the NBA like George Mirosan style and face Wemby to tower over Wemby. But I don't think so. He redshirted last year. I double checked this. I don't think he touched the basketball in the game last night.
Okay, but he doesn't look like Manute Bol. It's not the same body type. Like Manute Bol was so wiry and, you know, so skinny. This is not, he looks pretty.
But he's 7'9", and at this point, Wemby was in the NBA. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen. He's definitely not a star.
7'7" was Manute Bol?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a 3-star recruit coming out of high school.
Oh, geez.
3-star recruit? He should be playing at Manhattan.
Well, he was offered by Stetson, and somehow Florida came in and swooped him away.
Well, how did they do that?
Florida Stetson also had Florida Atlantic. Heavy kid, too. They had Desmond Watson. You know, maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I almost feel like, I don't know, this feels almost like, I don't want to say a bit, but it almost feels
a
like
gimmick.
Like a recruit.
Freak show.
It brings Florida attention. Like, if, you know, now look, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if they knew they were going to win that championship last year, right? So this kid has become a story for them. I kind of wonder if they offer them as part because of the story of this 7'9" guy that's playing college basketball.
So he didn't get into the game until 2 minutes left.
Yes.
And it was because the crowd was chanting, "We want Ollie."
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it seems like maybe he's just not ready to play.
He's not getting in
a blowout against North Florida.
And he redshirted his whole freshman year at 7'9". Yeah, I don't think he's good.
So we're not going to see him going up against Kentucky is what you're
maybe
saying.
Maybe not, but maybe he could be good. Like
George Mirosan could do nothing when he first got to the NBA. Like at 7'9", you have a shot.
So George Mirosan was he 7'5", 7'6", something like that?
I feel like 7'6", at least.
Sean Bradley, him, Manute Bol were all 7'6" or 7'7". Official. Can't be any taller than that in the NBA. That was where it ended.
When I covered the Wizards when I was in college, I've told you guys this, I covered all the home games as a stringer, getting sound from the locker rooms and stuff like that. Amazing experience for a young person. But George Mirosan used to come back and be like a guest of the Wizards and sit in the front row. Imagine being behind him. Maybe not the front row, but like the first section behind the basket. And he would be there as like an ambassador, and people would take pictures with him. And
oh, sure.
He was around. It was just weird because the guy can't find clothes that really fit. And weirdly, his clothes actually were too baggy. Like, it looked like they were falling off.
Oh, yeah, probably because, like, when you get a 5X, like, you're expecting a wider person.
Yeah.
But, like, he was a basketball player, so he's pretty fit.
Yeah, he's skinnier, you know, kind of guy. And it was just, it always looked like he was, like, a human clothes hanger that was just 5'7" tall.
Anytime I see an NBA player, they look like, I know they're extremely fit, and they are, but they look so skinny to me because of how tall they are.
Yep.
Like, I remember I saw Dylan O'Gallinari at an autograph signing. I was like, you look like a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looked so skinny, but he was so tall. Everything was legs.
Yep.
These guys, like, they're just built in weird ways.
Well, actually, you know, Taco Fall was pretty big.
I've seen Taco Fall. I've been up close to him. He was large.
He was actually big. If anyone can say where Taco Fall is playing right now, he had a cup of coffee with the Celtics, right? If anyone gets that, I will buy them lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Real, Puerto Rico.
Real Canoe.
He is playing in Poland.
Close. Rob, he's on the Nanjing Monkey Kings right now.
No, definitely China.
They're winning the title.
I think I knew that.
But he's 7.
What arena they play in, Manny?
He's 7. He's Beijing probably 7-7, seven, and he didn't make it. So maybe Olivier Rieu will not make it. But I want to see him show.
I mean, he's got a future in Thailand, apparently.
I was going to say he could be like a Globetrotter or something like that.
Absolutely.
Did you guys know a couple weeks ago, George Marisong was reunited with one Muggsy Bogues, and they took a picture on TikTok?
I did see
get
that.
Get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
No
put it on
picture.
Social.
Yeah, and I actually one of my favorite shirts I have is a Manu Bol Muggsy Bogues picture. Wow. This is crazy. 5'3 and 7'7.
I think Muggsy said, "Hey, handsome, how's it going?" And George was like, "Ha ha ha, ha, I'm big and tall."
Well, Mirsan was in that movie with Billy Crystal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
My Favorite Giant or something George, like
and
that.
Remember the commercials with Tobias Harris? He's legit.
No, you're thinking of.
That's Boba.
You're thinking of Boba.
Oh, darn.
He was also in, what's it called?
Back to the Top.
Mirsan was in the movie?
Yeah.
Is Mirsan alive? I feel bad now.
No, he is. He just took a photo with
Muggsy. I just said he took a photo with Muggsy.
Then I got Boba confused. Yeah, you're right.
Boba alive as well.
Well, you said that Muggsy Bogues photo. I'm like, well, that's, I got to think about the Manu Bol photo. So
you're right.
So that's kind of cheating. So when I played the Globetrotters, they had a 7'7 guy, too.
You played the Globetrotters?
I am looking up now. I can't remember his name. He looked like Sean Bradley. His name, I think, is Paul Sturgis. His nickname was Tiny.
Of course.
Mm. Yeah, I played the Globetrotters at the Bridgeport Arena. I was on the All-Stars. no specific region that we were All-Stars. I was on the All-Stars.
You were just the All-Stars. Just
couldn't he give you a spot on the Washington Generals?
The Generals weren't in town that week. They were out of town.
You play a back-to-back?
Like, and I've told this story before. I was totally robbed of my stats because the damn ball had helium in it at the foul line. How was it going to go in? Thing went to the rafters. I'm like, come on, I'm a dead-eye free throw shooter. This is my specialty. You can't put helium in the ball.
You're messing with my percentages. You're messing with my percentages.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right.
So, anyways, they had a guy named Paul Sturgis who was 7'8". So, you're right. He could at least be a Globetrotter.
Yeah, he'll make a living. 888-710-4ISN.
And if that doesn't work out, Cirque du Soleil is hiring.
And the Nanjing Monkey Kings need a backup for Taco Fall.
They're going to be needed to replace him probably in a couple of years. 888-710-4ISN. Get a statue in China. You win enough championships like Steph Marbury.
We got to see this guy cover Wemby just once. Would that be so fun? Anyone into this? No.
Is he French?
It sounds like Wemby's
Canadian.
It sounds like Wemby would destroy him, dust him. That couldn't get in the game against North Florida until the student section started cheering his name.
The Ospreys.
We got a lot to do. Okay, meanwhile, thank you, Bogues. So much to get into, including a question about the college football coaches, the positions that are open that nobody is asking, except for the Maggie and Perloff show. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, this MLS game preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. Shop early Black Friday deals like select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's basically Christmas, right? Lowe's, we help you save while supplies last. Selections vary by location. All right, Manny, what's going on this weekend in the MLS?
Well, the season hangs on the balance for multiple teams across Major League Soccer. 5 decisive game threes across the first round of the MLS Cup playoffs. Cincy against the Crew, San Diego against the Timbers, Minnesota United against the Sounders, my boys in blue, NYCFC against Charlotte, and lastly, speaking of Rick Ross, the 3 seed in the East, Inter Miami, they host the 6 seed Nashville SC on Saturday. The winner of this game moves on to take on the winner of the aforementioned FC Cincinnati game against the Columbus Crew, again, also in the Game 3. Inter Miami star Lionel Messi with a brace in Game 1. He had their lone goal in their Game 2 loss. Will it be curtains for Inter Miami and Messi, or will he be able to continue the career of his longtime teammate at Barcelona in Sergio Busquets? Inter Miami battles Nashville in a winner go home Game 3, kickoff from Miami, 8 p.m. Eastern, Saturday.
Fantastic job, Manny. So we were talking about Rick Ross because he gave a shout out to Pears, the fruit.
Shout out to all the pear.
just the pear. Poll questions up here. What's better, pears or apples? I mean, Pearl, you're just going to be alone on this one. You and Rick Ross love pears. The rest of America hates them.
What is it at?
74% prefer apples to pears. And then I was wrong about this. I was more of a blueberries person. Apparently, the world a little more strawberries. I was shocked that I'm losing this one. 68% love strawberries, over 32% love blueberries. And then maybe the most lopsided poll of the morning, do you consider the Broncos a true Super Bowl contender? that would be 88% say no. The Broncos now the smush grapes of the fruit world.
Hey, but you can make wine out of smush grapes. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll see.
Delicious vino.
Because, you know, they're 8-2 now, so you would think a delicious Barolo, Manny, but it feels more like Franzia. No disrespect to the wine in a box.
I don't know what the first one was, but it sounds amazing.
The fancy Italian stuff.
Oh, yeah. Franzia, I've heard of that.
Yeah, well, Franzia will get the job done, but the Barolo has to be savored. And last night was nothing to be savored for the Broncos. I mean, to extend this metaphor and kill it. it was just a really, really ugly game. But I have a question for you, and we'll get back into what it means for the Broncos in just a moment. Some of these college football openings, right? The big ones. We're talking about Penn State. We're talking about Florida. We're talking about Auburn, Arkansas, UCLA. I think I pretty much got all the big ones there, right? Yeah. Of all of those, we've talked about what the best job is a lot. Where would Lane Kiffin want to go if he leaves Ole Miss? You know, would Urban Meyer have come back or Nick Saban come back for any of these jobs? We've talked about what the best ones are. Pro, what's the worst one of these big-time job openings? Which is one that where a coach might actually say, "You know what,
I'm gonna pass." Yeah, I mean, the one that jumps out to me is there seems to be something a little bit cursed about Auburn. I don't know why. Even if you win a title there, you're out in like 2 years. I feel like they are having trouble right now getting out of the shadow of the other SEC powers. I would have said that about Ole Miss in the past. For some reason, there seems to be less excitement about that Auburn job than any of the other ones. And maybe it's because they haven't been well coached. I don't know why they're not a sleeping giant, but there feels like sleeping giant potential everywhere. For some reason, I don't see Auburn getting out of the shadow of Georgia and Alabama, the school that ironically is placed almost the midpoint between.
Yeah.
So that would be the one that I'd be nervous about. I think Arkansas is considered by some the worst job, but Arkansas, to me, has like a little sleeping giant potential. I've not seen that with Auburn. What do you got?
So I was thinking about Auburn does feel a little snake bitten, and you're right, but I actually think UCLA might be the worst.
Oh, were we counting UCLA?
Well, it's a big-time program in a Power Four. I mean, you're in L.A., so yeah, you're okay. In quarterback heaven. All the QBs are around Southern California generally, but it just doesn't seem to me that UCLA, they just have no money, and now you're in the Big Ten, and it's going to, not that the Big Ten is any great shakes this year, but it just feels like even with Nico Iamaleava, and they have that one big, you know, the upset over Penn State, and it's not been embarrassing this year, even though they already fired their head coach. I just don't know if I would take that job. I feel like you're hired to be fired in that job.
Oh, totally. Do you think that they're going to keep the current coach and his protege with blonde hair?
Jerry Neuhausel?
Yeah. What's the coach? That's
Skinner.
So funny. Skinner, yeah, who gets no attention. You know, because at least they've been competitive now. So maybe they just stick to this because they have no interest in being an elite football program. I really don't think so. When Jim Moore was there, he came on DP show. He's like, they just won't spend on anything.
Man, 888-710-4ISN. Of all the big openings in college football, what's the worst one? Maggie and Perloff show. Also, what's the number one seed in a tournament of fruit? It ain't pears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.